New home construction and a series of redevelopment projects give the appearance of an economic upswing in Riverside, California. But below the surface, a darker reality is blanketing the air. Panhandling and homeless encampments are scattered around the landscape of the Riverside area. Like most cities in America, the housing collapse caused great financial suffering here. The problem is that all indications show the situation is actually getting worse.
It is getting tougher and tougher. In my own family, I have two son-in-laws that are out of work.
Despite her own family struggles, Linda Whitlock shows up near a homeless encampment to hand out sack lunches every week. She's been doing this for 7 years. But it's not just the homeless asking for a handout. Some of the people standing in line do have a home, but were embarrassed to be shown on camera. California ranks 16th in the nation when it comes to food hardship. And Riverside ranked number 2 among all U.S. metro areas. At the Riverside County Food Bank, requests for food have risen 25% in the past 3 years.
While we are able to help maybe as much as 300,000 to 350,000 people per month, there's almost 750,000 people who are living at or below the poverty crisis line in the two-county region, so we still have a long ways to go.
In the bedroom communities east of Los Angeles, hunger isn't the only issue. There are tons of foreclosed homes, just like this one, which have been boarded up and are now sitting empty. According to RealtyTrack, an online foreclosure marketplace, there is a foreclosure filing for every 49 homes, one of the highest rates in America. That's part of the reason that Riverside has earned the dubious distinction of being on top of Forbes' list of cities where the economy is still getting worse.
They call it capitalism, but they probably should call it land speculation.
Over the decades, economics professor Mason Gaffney has seen Riverside go through some difficult financial cycles. But the type of market speculation that contributed to the 2008 financial crash, along with a decrease in tax revenue, have created an environment with grim prospects.
We've been through bad times before and we have bounced back. But I'm pessimistic about the near future.
A sentiment shared by Dwayne Nichols.
I would like to know where the economy is getting better. Send me an email, you know, I would like to know, because I don't see it happening here.
Nichols has been unemployed for 2 years and is applying for food stamps. The divorced father of two thought his job as a floor installer would be secure. Now he takes whatever odd job he can get and has swallowed his pride to apply for government assistance.
It's really difficult, but you know, being a man at the same time, you do what you have to do. You know, you need to make sure that your family's provided for. You don't want your children waking up at night, you know, with their bellies hurting.
Last year, Riverside had an unemployment rate of 15%. Only Detroit was worse. Today, the unemployment rate is holding steady at about 14%. While Nichols prays for a callback from one of his interviews, he's already considering leaving Riverside altogether. He's not alone. Economists predict that some 4,000 people will leave the area this year, be it by car or by bike, as the dream of financial prosperity in sunny California becomes more elusive and to many, just plain impossible.
These people are human beings and they need help, and they need help, and they should not forget about them or have as much as we help everyone else around the world.
In Riverside County, California, Ramon Galindo, RT.